Vegan Booty Talks.
I'm running in. I have so much to say.
And we're going to be talking about vegans.
6 years ago, I became vegan because I got sick.
And I think my relationship with food actually deepened when I became vegan.
I believe that humans are the top of the food chain.
Now, choose now.
Hello, guys, and welcome to Vegan Booty Talks, the best podcast to learn about health, nutrition, and plant-based diet. As usually, today with you, Avora Gunko, nutritionist, fitness coach, and vegan bodybuilder. And today, I ask you to excuse me for my deep voice. I don't feel my best. I got a little bit of sickness over the last weekend when I was in the mainland doing Olympia amateur and muscle content shows. But I decided to still show up and make this podcast for you guys because I skipped 1 week of competing and now is the second week and I don't want to skip posting a new episode. Plus, it's really exciting and I have so much information, so much new things and updates in my life that I want to share with you guys here. So I really, really don't care about if I'm not sound my best. I hope you're not going to care about that as well. So today we're going to talk about natural bodybuilding and unnatural bodybuilding. What's the differences and is natural bodybuilding is really exist or it's not a thing anymore? And this discussion has came to my mind during my competing in NPC and Amateur Olympia over this last weekend. So my life updates are being really, really crazy and I got the best weekend, even though the competition didn't went the way I wanted to. I got, anyways, amazing experience and I got so much fun and I travel a lot over this last couple week. So I want to talk about that a little bit and then I want to give you my perspective of why I think natural bodybuilding is really something that is almost dying right now. And in the same time, I want to talk about what are the differences between divisions and federations of natural bodybuilding and unnatural one. Even though you have your choice, even if you do unnatural, not tested, I would say bodybuilding, you don't have to take drugs. It's just you're not being tested, right? So first of all, I did close my competition season, guys, and that was a journey. I did 3 shows. I did 1 show here in Hawaii, on Oahu. It was an amazing Sean Ray Classic. I did well. I took 4th and I got 3rd medal. This is so funny. They gave me a 3rd place medal, but I actually took 4th. How it happened, I have no idea. No one has reached out to me to change the medals. I realized that when I got home. So with this being said, I think I did well. It was just really different type of physiques the judges was looking for. In my personal opinion, I was exactly like I supposed to be. But in judges' opinion, I think they were looking for a little bigger glutes, fuller, and not as shredded as I was. Anyways, I did my best and I was amazingly excited to keep going. So I decided to do 1 more show in San Diego and there was a muscle content. I actually love muscle content shows usually. I heard a lot of good things about them as well. I did one in back in 2019 and I won that show in Las Vegas. So when I saw that in San Diego, one of my favorite city on the East Coast, there's a show coming up and it's a muscle content and it's going to work well with my schedule. I was like, whoa, I really, really want to do it. So I did sign up and I show up and it was in Sheraton Marina in San Diego. But the sad thing about that is I didn't know that the show is going to be not in the hotel. It was outdoor in a tent. And it was cold, guys. It's a winter time in San Diego and being close to the water because it wasn't marine, it was really cold. So I did actually book my tan services. Usually I do tan myself, but it was saying that it's a tan mustard, not pro-tan, so was not sure what type of color it's going to end up being. But when I show up at 6 p.m. for check-ins at cold, tan, without any heaters, outdoor, and then they ask me to take my clothes off and do my tan right there, again, without any heat, and stay in front of the drying machine. It's just terrible. I was like, oh no, I cannot do it. I cannot risk my health, even though I actually get sick over this weekend anyways. But I can only imagine what could happen to me if I say yes to that crazy idea to do my tan outdoor with being so low body fat. I'm always cold, even in Hawaii. So, well, that was crazy. So I refused that. I did 10 by myself, which is actually ended up being really well. And I did well. I enjoyed the show, but it was really long. That's only a problem. They did time to each competitor to show themselves. But it was over 300 competitors. So it took us from 8 a.m. to like 12 at night. I think maybe 11 to be more exact, to finish this show. And I took third and fourth in open and third in novice at that show. And I wasn't so much happy, but I was happy with the way I look, not with the results. Because I think I bring my best package. And I was just realizing that I need more muscles to be more competitive in NPC and IBB. Because I become pro in natural WNBF really quickly over my first year of competing. But for NPC, girls looks much more muscular. And I'm not saying that all of those girls taking the drugs or growth hormones or doing some you know, supplementation that I'm not doing. I'm just saying that they have more muscles, and I have no idea how they get so muscular over so quick. So again, after that show, I took an amazing seminar with Brad Contreras in San Diego. I was exhausted, but I couldn't skip it. I love Brad and I love Glute Lab in San Diego. I went to the Glute Lab and it was an amazing day. I met so many amazing, inspiring women, and we learned a lot about glute training, and we did some nice workout together, and it was the best time. So I don't regret it, but I didn't sleep well. And then I ended up finding out that I booked a wrong tickets to fly to Las Vegas. So my tickets was at night in the same Sunday, which is I was thinking there in the next morning. And I ended up finding out about that a couple hours before my flight. So I was so stressed. So not sleeping well, stressing. I got my period right at the same time. So I put myself together and book another flight, and I got to Las Vegas by 11 on Monday. And on Tuesday, it was Olympia Amateur. I was exhausted, and I actually was wanted to do a posing seminar in Team Elite Physique Content Prep Center. But I decided to just give myself rest and sleep, because my brain, my body was hurting. I was so fucking exhausted. So I'm so grateful to have Brad Contreras as my friend. So I stay in his house and I slept on his bed, and then I rest really well that day. But my body was holding a lot of water over the flight and stress and period. So my physique wasn't as good as it was on Saturday, and I wasn't happy with the way I looked. But we have to play with what we have, right? So, of course, I was happy to be an Olympia amateur and to be able to have that chance to compete on the biggest stage of the world. Because not everyone can do it. And this year, they changed the qualification rules, actually. You have to qualify for Olympia amateur. It's not like it used to be before. Anyone could compete in Olympia amateur. No, it's not. You have to get top two in any qualified NPC show in America to get to Olympia Amateur. And that was really cool that they allowed me to compete. And and I think because of that, maybe it was really high level competition. So it was a lot of bikinis. And in my class, which was class E, it was 19 girls, I believe, and they were all jacked. They were huge, muscular, full glutes. And I was looking not my best, as I said. So with this being said, I also was not as muscular, because I truly believe I need more muscles to be competitive with the girls like this. So I ended up not having the first call out, which was kind of sad, because my first Olympia, I took fifth. My second Olympia, I took sixth. And my third Olympia now, I didn't end up in first call outs. And you may think that I got worse, and I would say not really. The competition got really, really damn good. So from 2019 or 18, maybe, when I did my first Olympia, to 2022, the bikini division involves so much, and now they require much more muscularity in NPC than it was back then. So my stage look was competitive for the bikini in 2019. But it's not really competitive anymore for NPC and IBB. And that being said, I learned my lesson. Don't compete two shows in a row with one day between. Don't take a flight one day before a show. And don't plan too much of things to overstress yourself and don't get some sleep, right? So, well, it's not like I didn't know that. I'm a trainer. I do have so much experience over 7 years of training people, getting them ready for the stage. But, you know, I just was wanted to do all the things, and it seems to be I can handle it. And I was thinking I'm so much different than others. And it's ended up that I'm just the way that other people are. I need rest, and it was too much. So I got sick. I got cold because it was so cold in Las Vegas. It was even colder than in San Diego. So I felt so bad by the end of the Tuesday, and I lost my voice, yeah, right after Olympia. And with this, anyways, I had so good time on Thursday in Las Vegas. We went to comedy show. Maybe you know this comedian, Carrot Top. It was really funny show. He used the props to do jokes, and it was funny. It was really funny. His show on Las Vegas over 17 years. So if you're ever going to be in Vegas, check it out. Carrot Top. I think it's the best comedy I ever seen in America. Because I'm not American, you know that. I'm Ukrainian. And for me, sometimes it's really hard to get it. Like, it's not funny for me, the things that funny for Americans, just because of the culture and because sometimes they talk too fast on the stage. So I'm not, you know, follow. But at this time, I actually enjoy it, and I understand everything because he was using the props, and yeah, he was so funny. So good show in Vegas, get a top. And we ended up having a dinner with my husband in Mexican place, super random. They got some vegan options. I really enjoy it. He's not. I guess because it was right after a prep. And from that Tuesday until today, which is Friday already, I don't count my macronutrients. I gained 3 pounds over this last 4 days. Yeah. And I don't care. Because I got sick. I have a temperature. My voice deep. And I have coughing. And I feel, you know, itching everywhere. So I really don't feel like I need to count my macronutrients. I need my body to recover, and I need to listen to whatever it needs right now. Let's now get to the topic I want to talk about. So Seeing the Olympia today, I got a preview. I already get back on Hawaii and I watch it on Olympia TV. And tomorrow is going to be my favorite bikinis. I just see that bodybuilders in IBB and NPC got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now even bikinis looks too muscular. As for me, not all of them, but a lot of them. And I ask myself question, do I want to look like that or not? Because it's become for me more like a freak show. I'm sorry, maybe you're going to like leave me so much fake comments and you are enjoying looking on bodybuilders. And I don't think they look bad. They look spectacular. But if you imagine how much muscle they hold and how hard it is for real life, especially off season, and how much supplementation, hormones, and other crazy stuff they have to take in order to look like that, and plus how much pressure on the heart it's create, it's impossible. Like over the last couple of years, so many bodybuilders died being young. So this sport has never been about health, but it looks like right now it's even more not about that. And it's really sad because I'm in this sport for health. I want to help people to be healthier. I don't want to destroy them. I don't want to put them on specific supplementation. And there's been a lot of talk about that recently. We don't know where the NPC and IBB Pro are going, but it looks like it doesn't go in the direction that athletes want it to go. Because right now, to be competitive and IBB, to get your IBB Pro card in bikini, which was an entry division for female, now you have to, other than be genetically blessed, if you're not, you have to take growth hormones to be able to build so much muscle, like those IBB Pros. I don't believe that I can, for example, with my genetic being completely plant-based, can grow as much, even if I train super, super hard, because I do. I took almost 3 years off. I trained my butt off, and my butt become 2, maybe 2.5 inches bigger than their butts. But, you know, they compete week after week, month after month, and they become bigger and bigger and bigger. And they maintain this look over whole year without taking any breaks. How is that possible? Well, only with specific supplementation and, you know, on legal drugs. But it's not illegal in NPC and IBB. And if we look into the other federations, it's a couple of good ones, and most popular ones is WNBF. It's a natural world federation, whereas all the competitors drug tested, and I did compete in that one, got my pro card, did world natural show in 2020, I think, and it was fun, but honestly, organization is locking money and locking competitors. So what I think may happen, that people who are feel like they push to take some stuff in NPC, will go to WNBF eventually and will help grow that federation. But maybe that's my seeing of this, because I would want it to. On the other hand, if we're being more realistic and pessimistic, maybe people just gonna keep showing up in NPC and taking those, you know, drugs and just pretending that is normal now. Normal for everyone. I don't know. But it looks like this industry is just built on money over the supplements. Even like BCAAs, creatine, taurine, fat burners, pre-workouts, like look on those shelves of IBB Pros when they open them at home in the blogs and they have a bunch of this bullshit. I'm sorry, maybe it's not a bullshit. It's maybe great supplementation, but I always say stay away from that until you really need it. I know it's a professional athlete, so they basically really need it. But in the same time, they don't even know how far they can go without that. I have so many clients coming to me and asking, what should I take to start growing muscles? I'm like, well, let's see what you eat and how you train and how you sleep first, and stay away from anything you need to take. That's the most important things. And then we kind of forgetting about that. I also find out that is a natural Olympia is exist, which is kind of cool to know. Maybe you like me didn't know about that. I see that is not really popular a lot. So I kind of only recently find out about that. And I think it's a good opportunity for nature athletes to show themselves as well, to show up to the Nature Olympia and compete. And they even have a, you know, money prizes. But again, the sponsors and the money prizes and the organization just doesn't have a lot. So those nature ones are much cheaper. They almost like really, really little of money that they give to the athletes who win the shows, or even nothing. Which is understandable because they don't have, you know, as much attention than the others. Because we like to see freaks, right? You have to do something crazy or stupid to be popular. And those people are popular because of that. And I don't want to defend, or I don't want to, you know, just sound like a hater. I actually appreciate, I inspired by those IBB pros. Oh my God, they look spectacular. And I don't know, maybe some of them natural. I would never know, but I'm just saying overall, what I see and where the sport going, that especially when we're looking on NPC small shows to get qualified, to get to the national stage, the judges choose the bigger butt and the more muscular girl. They don't really care about your full package, about your hair, about your posing as much, of the makeup. They really choose more muscles, and they like that right now. And I kind of like sad, because I was thinking this is like an overall package. And then, yeah. And I still want to see females on the stage. I still want to see that natural flow of bikinis. But this is only my taste, and we all have different tastes. So you guys better to choose whatever you like. If you have any questions and you want to compete and you wanted to find out more about that, please reach me out. I'm happy to answer, because it's a little complicated now. We have an European Pro Elite Federation, which is IBB Pro Elite Legic. And it's totally separate now from American, which is IBB and NPC. And it's different shows, and it's a different, a little bit of judging, posing. We plus have all this natural world with WNBF, LPL, IPL, and so many other smaller federations that you can be successful and you can try to compete. And I truly believe if you're thinking to step on a stage first time ever, you definitely should start from natural. But again, yeah, it's your choice. Like, I like the challenge. So I like to challenge myself and go and step on the stage in Olympia. And I don't care what other girls do or not do. It's my choice, right? So you also have a choice. And if you need any help, please reach me out on my Instagram, Avora Profit, or maybe you want to email me. You can find my email on my website, which is avoraprofit.com. I want to know more, guys, your opinion. So after you listen to this podcast, give me some feedback. You can go on my Instagram or email me. What is your thoughts? Where the bodybuilding going? What's going to happen in like 5 or maybe 10 years with NPC and IBB? Is that going to become really freak show? and the athlete is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger every year. Or at some point, it's going to stop and reverse. Or maybe you have your other prediction. So let me know. What's about me? Well, I, first of all, closing up my competition season, getting myself out of sickness. I hope I'm going to feel better soon. And then I am getting back on the track with my beautiful clients. I give you guys a 10% off on all before and after Christmas packages. So if you are ready to get started after Christmas to get all of those, you know, holidays, extra weight, you can have a workout, online workout plan and nutrition plan from me with 10% off. So go on my website and register for assessment right now so you can lock this price. And I am wishing you a Merry Christmas. And I think this holidays is the best time to spend with your friends and family. Don't forget that this is the most important thing in your life. But in the same time, please don't overeat. Don't overdrink. Be gentle with yourself. Remember that holiday season is always coming and goes, but your health is something that is always with you, and you have to take care of yourself first. I love you guys. I really, really want to talk to you more, but I need rest. I need to recover after this crazy weekend. I did film everything, so hopefully, I'm not promising, but hopefully I will create a YouTube video from my competition and post it on my Aurora Pro Feed YouTube channel. So go and check it out. Maybe by the time you listen to this podcast, it will be already posted. I wish you happy holidays and I talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Be sure to rate, subscribe, and comment below. And I hope to see you here on the next week. Thank you for joining Vegan Booty Talks.